You had quite an exciting night last night, didn't you?
Yeah, they had the reception for the UAE Expo delegates that were here in town, just over 250 of them. And this is the last of the symposiums before the vote takes place for the Expo 2020. The bid committee will be in Paris at the end of November from Dubai. But each of the candidate cities, the four candidate cities, have had a chance to host these delegates to put their final cases forward. And they've been to Yekaterinburg, they've been to Izmir, they've been to Brazil, to Sao Paulo, and they've all put their presentations forward. And last night out at the Pier Chic at the Mineral Casa Hotel, they all enjoyed a very nice evening. The bid leader, Her Excellency Reem Al Hashemi, gave a very nice a welcoming speech in English and then again in fluent French. Very impressive. Sheikh Mohammed was wandering around. And it was it felt like being sort of amongst rubbing shoulders with the great and the good,
yes,
really.
But, well, you were indeed.
I spent
What's
a lot of time.
Saying?
Well, I spent a lot of time talking to the delegates as I went round the room.
Yeah,
and they were pretty guarded. I mean, they're not going to, you know, they would want to know who I was, and then of course really didn't say very much except for the fact that they thought that Dubai was a very nice place. It was that sort of thing.
Yes.
Really. They didn't want to give too much away. Some expressed sort of open support, but I think that. What can I say? I mean, if you had to do the room, there were more delegates here than any of the other candidate cities symposium. So what does that tell you?
Yeah.
That more people want to come and have a look at Dubai. Maybe that sort of shows a general sort of interest and support for the city. I spent quite a lot of time talking to one of the delegates from the Bahamas. And there were quite a few West Indian and Caribbean islands represented there because I was at school with his mum.
I know, that's incredible when you're telling me that this morning. But they've been very vocal in their support, haven't they? Some of these Bahamian and as you say, some of the islands in the Caribbean. There's quite a few of them come out and talked about how good it is as a venue, obviously across all the different venues. But
there was a little Caribbean corner going at one time. I was with the delegates from the Bahamas, St. Lucia, Dominica, and a few other people from that area. You know, they all tend to stick together. You know, a lot of Africans sticking together, and it was just interesting to watch the room work and the dynamics.
Yeah, I'm sure. And there was a great report. I know we were covering it in the news yesterday, but also it is in the press again today, talking about the number of jobs that could come out of World Expo, 277,000, according to ministers, which is quite amazing that they can, number one, break down the figure. But
well, I think they know how many people it's going to take to run the event. They know how many people it's going to take to build the event. I guess the big X over that is how many of those jobs will stay after the 6 months is over. How do you create that sustainable legacy, if I can use the word, the much-used word sustainability and legacy in one? But
yes.
It, you know what I mean? It's how you keep it going. How does it have that sort of long-term impact for the city? In other words, really, what's the point of the whole thing?
Yeah.
You don't do that just to create 277,000 jobs for 6 months. So you've got to make something out of it in the long term. It enhances the reputation of the city. Whether we need much enhancing, as we came out sort of 41st in the forty-first most reputable city according to the Reputation Institute in New York yesterday. So I don't know. I mean, you've got to get something out of it in the long term, and I guess that part of it is ensuring your source markets for tourism, that you put on such a good show that everybody wants to come here on holiday for the next sort of 10, 15 years.
Mm.
You make sure that a lot of Emiratis, jobs are created for Emiratis out of it. That would be the best legacy of all, really.
Absolutely, and really puts, I mean, as you say, Dubai is already on the map, but just to place it firmly on the map to a wider audience is always a great thing.